Duke Nukem. Duke Nukem.
Hello, this is Justin Stroh, and welcome to this new evangelization. It's exciting to be on a mountaintop. Many mountaintop experiences are called that because from there you can see things in life. You get the view. And Jesus takes Peter, James, and John up Mount Tabor to give them a new view. At the base of Mount Tabor is a great plain where many battles have taken place throughout history, even before the time of the apostles. And of course, when they're walking up that mountain with Jesus on the pilgrimage that day, I'm sure they thought about those battles. When they got to the top of the mountain, Jesus shows them a great vision of the Blessed Trinity. They hear the voice of the Father speak the truth. This is my beloved Son. And the Holy Spirit shines like the sun, and Jesus' garments are filled with the love between the Father and the Son. This great vision is a consolation to the apostles who are about to be sent back down that mountain to do battle as well. Jesus shows them how he is the fulfillment of the law and the prophets in Moses and Elijah, who he is conversing with, showing that he is indeed divine. He is outside of time, yet inside of time in his incarnation. And this great gift that he gives to us today, to be able to think and to meditate on the reality that the apostles, Peter, James, and John, were allowed to be present at this magnificent transfiguration. They could see what Jesus sees. Wow. It's great to be one holy Catholic and apostolic, because we are with Peter, James, and John as they descend down the mountain. We often don't want to descend down the mountain to do battle, yet we're sent by our Lord into the battle of prayer. And the apostles have to enter into the battle of prayer because the passion of our Lord is coming, and he tells them that it's coming. This is a part of our Christian life, our Christian mystery that we're living. And in Lent, we, in a specific way, we are called to do that battle on a daily basis. When we fail in daily prayer, we fail our baptismal vows. So let us return to the Lord and repent from sin, repent from the lack of prayer in our life, and take a leap forward in the joy, a leap forward in the joy who is Jesus himself. That's what our Holy Father invited us to do in his apostolic letter on the joy of the gospel. That is, to enter into a new way that presents to the world this brand new way of living. And it's always new. It's always new. It's always new because Jesus Christ is God, and he's not bound by past, present, nor future. He is all of them in one. And so every time we encounter him, every morning in prayer, it's new. He always has something really great to show us. So I invite you to take on that battle. Enjoy the presence of the Blessed Trinity in your life. See how the Lord explains the law and the prophets to you, and live your Catholic life to the full.
Proclaim Jesus Christ, the eternal Son of God.